Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you, Emily. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. Well, there's been a lot of changes for DAAC. Tell me about them.
Well, our biggest change is that we've moved from downtown Las Cruces to a location which is right across from the Bulletin in Mesilla. It's at 1740 Calle de Mercado, and it's also opposite St. Clair Winery and Bistro in Mesilla.
So you're calling this a new arts and cultural center as well?
Correct. We have a space that is about 1,700 square feet for an art gallery and small performances. We also have our piano there, our baby grand piano. And in adjacent to it are our administrative offices, so there it's all connected.
So is this much bigger, totally different from where you were before?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's still a small performance space, so we will continue to do some presenting of performing arts, but we're going to concentrate more on acoustical presentations, and in a small setting, we can fit about 90 people in the Arts and Cultural Center, and with the piano, and with guitar, with singing, we can accommodate quite a few of the local artists, and that's what we're going to concentrate on.
Well, you had your open house, that was in July, but you called Imagine the Possibilities, and you're telling me about some of those possibilities.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had a really fun time with our open house because we invited the public to help us imagine how we'd use the space and how the Arts Council can be effective going forward if there are things that we haven't thought of. And it's really fun. We put up signs that said, imagine your sculpture here, or imagine your painting here. And some people have brought things by.
And the 1st of October, you had your Community Arts Awards. And your recipients were?
Yes, this year it was the 30th Annual Community Arts Awards. And we gave out three awards, which the first one is the Newcomer Award to Nan Rubin, arts activist, arts grant writer, and also the person who helped start the local community radio station, KTAL. And then the Public Service to the Arts Award, which is to Councillor Greg Smith. And then the final award is the highest award that we give annually, the Papin Family Award, and that's to an art advocate and someone who has been an exceptional leader in the arts and also has been a financial contributor to the arts. And we awarded this to Ann Palermo, and it was in memoriam because she passed away last year, about the end of October, the beginning of November.
And she did a lot for the community, as so have Greg Smith and now the newcomer, Nan Rubin.
Exactly. And these are exceptional people, and there are so many people who work in the arts and who volunteer and promote the arts. And we're so proud to be able to recognize these individuals and organizations. Last year, actually, the KRWG received the the Public Service to the Arts Awards.
Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. Also, you're keeping busy. You're doing so many things. And now the 46th Annual Renaissance Arts Fair.
It is going to be November 4th and 5th, once again at Young Park, which is just south of Loman on Walnut Avenue. It's a lovely, lovely setting. For those people new to the area, it's got rolling hills and beautiful trees, and it is the entire weekend, always the first full weekend of November, and this year it's going to be November 4th and 5th, and we have a shuttle bus that runs from the southwest corner of Mesilla Valley Mall, and it will whisk you there to the entrance, and a full 2 days of artisans and food booths and entertainment and jousting on horseback and singing and dancing and all things Renaissance. There's just so many beautiful costumes and people. Even just the people that go to the fair, all families, they dress up their baby carriages in Renaissance style, and it's just a lot of fun.
It is. And now we'd like to also let the families know that 12 and under, they're free, right?
Right. Children that are 12 years and younger are admitted free. They don't need a ticket. They can just come in the gate, and we keep track of how many children come in just so we can report that. But, yeah, they just come in for free. And adults are $10 at the gate, or you can come to our offices at the Doñana Arts Council offices and get a coupon, and it's 2 for $15. So basically,
that's something new, right?
Yes, that is new. We're trying to encourage people to get their tickets in advance. That way they don't have to stand in line to buy tickets. They can just give those at the gate and come right in.
So this year, what can we look forward to? Anything different at the Renaissance Arts Fair?
Well, there's a lot that is going to be familiar, but then there are also a few new things, which is always the balance that we try to strike, because so many people love this fair and they look forward to it every year. We have our children's realm, and we're incorporating the new accessible playground that's just been added to Young Park. So the children's realm will be right there near the new accessible playground. We also have Jousting on Horseback. We're bringing them back. That's a big crowd favorite. And we're going to be having the Dragon's Eye Tavern featuring local breweries and local wines again this year, right down by Lakeside. At the tavern, we're going to have a special area for VIP. There's a special ticket you can buy as a VIP or a sponsor. And then we're also going to focus on the Magellan the Dragon, which is a wonderful crowd favorite. The canoe rides will be back by the Boy Scouts, so you can get up close to Magellan. But the Doña Ana branch engineering students are helping us work on Magellan to make sure that he can float in the pond and that he continues to breathe smoke and roar. So it's he's a magical dragon.
Had he been retired for some time?
Well, a couple of years ago, Magellan was reborn, because he never goes away, because he is a magical dragon. But Bob Diven, who is the creator of Magellan, worked with the NMSU Capstone Engineer Program to have a Renaissance dragon, or the reborn dragon. And then he was launched several years ago, and now the Doña Ana branch students have taken on the job of keeping him up in shape and each year renewing his launching apparatus and also the computer apparatus that helps control the smoke and the roaring. So, yeah, each year he's just a little bit better.
And then there's all the different arts that come in from different states, not just from New Mexico.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We have artisans. Over 80 fine artists are going to be there, including artists from Texas, Colorado, California, Arizona. And then we also have food vendors that are from here and also El Paso, and they partner with local nonprofits. So not every single commercial food vendor has to have a local nonprofit as a partner. And then in addition to that, we have products of the Southwest, which would be chili and honey and pecans. And then we also have a category called Mind and Body, which is going to be like different lotions and things that are made, lavender, things that are actually grown and produced here in New Mexico.
And there's a lot of things that are produced in New Mexico, right?
Right.
So is this your only fundraiser or your largest fundraiser?
It is our largest and our longest running fundraiser, this being the 46th year. But we started the Las Cruces Arts Fair about 8 years ago, and that is in the middle of March, and that is held at the Las Cruces Convention Center. And next year it will be March 16th, 17th, and 18th. And that also is a fundraiser for the Arts Council. And the proceeds go to our arts and education programs. The camps that we do and also the workshops that we put on in conjunction with the Las Cruces Public Schools. All of those funds that we raise, that's our main mission. The other part of our mission is supporting the artists in this region. Not only the established artists, but the emerging artists, doing arts education for them as well. Because as we know, it's one thing to be an artist, but another thing to run a business and to really make that work for the emerging artists.
An artist could be a painter or a musician.
Or somebody in a writer, or also somebody in the culinary arts. In fact, That's something that we really want to promote, is the traditional culinary arts of the Mesilla Valley, because we don't want to lose the way to make tortillas or pozole or tamales. And that's something that we're exploring. One of the Imagine the Possibilities that came up at our open house was to really promote that as well.
How many people do you have on your board of directors?
We have 14 on our board of directors. And we have an executive committee, president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary, and then the others are directors.
Yes. So most everyone is a volunteer. You're a paid staff?
I am. We have 3 paid staff, and then everybody else is a volunteer. And we have an incredible number of wonderful volunteers. About 300 volunteers come out for the Renaissance Arts Fair. And if people are interested in volunteering, they can call our office or come by. I'll give it a plug, 523-6403, and get on our list of volunteers. We have many, many jobs, and it's all a lot of fun.
While volunteering, they get to go in free then.
That's right. That's right.
And your offices are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Your website?
The website is daarts.org. That stands for Doña Ana Arts.
Well, there's so many things that we could talk about. You've talked about your mission and about what's coming up next. And for next year, there'll be some more possibilities, right?
Oh, yes. In fact, we're going to be introducing an acoustic series at our new space at the New Arts and Cultural Center. And what we're going to focus on are local artists. And we're lining those up right now, so I don't want to announce them, but starting in January of 2018, we'll work on an acoustic series. Plus, we'll continue to do some presenting at the larger auditoriums, like the Rio Grande Theater, like Oñate, or either Atkinson or the Performing Arts Center, when it makes sense. We really don't want to compete with other organizations. We want to complement what's happening in Las Cruces.
So the New Arts and Cultural Center in Mesilla, the Doña Ana Arts Council, 1740 Calle de Mercado, Suite B. And you're right next to Paisanos.
That's
and
correct.
The Bulletin.
That's right. There's a little courtyard there, and it's called the Bulletin Plaza. And the Bulletin moved in there about a year ago. Paisano Cafe is directly next door. And then we have our administrative offices and then our Arts and Cultural Center.
Well, we look forward to all the new things, especially the Renaissance Arts Fair coming up November 4th and 5th, your 46th annual Renaissance Arts Fair at Young Park.
That's just south of Loman on Walnut. But the free shuttle, we call it the Royal Carriage, that is going to be from the southwest corner of the Mesilla Valley Mall. And that'll run every 15 minutes or so. So when the parking is gone close in, then people can use that at the Mesilla Valley Mall.
And that's open Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. November 4th and 5th. Thank you so much, Kathleen Albers, Executive Director of the Doña Ana Arts Council.
Emily, thank you. A pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.